USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The White House criticizes House Republicans for risking a government shutdown. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated today that the party lacks consensus on funding government and military.
They keep demanding more extreme policies as a condition to do their job and keep the government open.
She urged them to prioritize people's well-being and honor the bipartisan deal brokered in May between Speaker McCarthy and the White House. House Republicans are divided on funding past the September 30th deadline, with a faction seeking substantial spending reductions, causing discord with McCarthy. A fatal crash involving a chartered bus carrying Farmingdale High School marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The incident took place about 70 miles north of New York City. Five individuals identified as young are in critical condition. The bus with at least 50 on board was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania. The Biden administration is introducing a fresh package of military aid to support Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the announcement today, stating that it will encompass substantial air defense capabilities.
Above all, though, President Biden wants to use today to reaffirm his commitment, this administration's commitment, this country's commitment to continuing to lead the world in support of Ukraine for as long as it takes. And that's what he intends to do today.
The initiative aligns with Ukraine's ongoing efforts to counterattack and reclaim territory from the invading Russian forces. A murder suspect in Indiana is on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason was mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center last week. Authorities are uncertain of Kevin Mason, the 28-year-old escapee, his current whereabouts, or whether he remains in the county or Indiana. This is USA News.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Russia launched its biggest missile attack in weeks across Ukraine earlier today. Missiles pounded energy facilities and knocked out power in five regions in the west, center, and east of the country. President Biden is appointing a coordinator for long-term recovery efforts at the scene of a toxic train derailment in Ohio. A Norfolk Southern freight train carrying hazardous materials derailed near East Palestine, Ohio last February, spilling toxic chemicals. On Wednesday, Biden issued an executive order directing FEMA to name a recovery coordinator within 5 days. In today's social media-dominated landscape, unconventional career paths are emerging, some of which might not appear as traditional jobs. Recent Morning Consult study reveals that 53% of Generation Z believe they have the potential to earn a substantial income as social media influencers.
It is someone who posts on social media to influence others, whether it's to buy products and to share ideas, what have you. That is high-level definition of an influencer.
Ellen Briggs, a branding analyst at Morning Consult, supports that individuals with a substantial following can monetize through avenues like product placements and affiliate programs. The mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, says the border town is flooded with thousands of migrants. They've declared a state of emergency in Eagle Pass. 2,500 migrants crossed the Rio Grande to get into the U.S. on Wednesday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.